My voice coming in.
And this is the echo. I tried to resolve the echo problem. Are you here? Go ahead, Greg, talk.
I saw the, I read the Anne Frank diary the other day, especially the point where she wrote it in a ballpoint pen.
No, audio's repeating. Now we hear. Now I hear him.
All right.
Okay, very
All right,
good.
I'm being heard. That's a
Okay.
good sign.
Yes, I'm going against Paul English's advice, and I ticked B1. And he said, never tick B1, but I had to bring Greg in. So I think we're good to go. Sorry about all the problems, folks. We're still
Okay.
with the broadcaster that we were having to deal with. I may have to, uninstall it and reinstall it to get it to work like it's supposed to. Okay, so I think everybody's in. And since we've already lost so much time, Pastor Greg, why don't you just go right into 2 Esdras chapter 15?
Or you mean
Brother, I
me?
want to back up a couple verses here,
Okay.
and I want to back up to verse 8. This verse touches me greatly. This is Yahweh speaking. He says, I will be silent no longer concerning their ungodly deeds, which they impiously commit, neither will I tolerate their wicked practices. Behold, innocent and righteous blood cries out to me, and the souls of the righteous cry out continually. And these verses harken back to Enoch. And actually, the entire scripture, where when our people die and they are murdered, the ones that are murdered and are, no, I'm not talking about the ones that live a righteous life and die in their sleep. I'm talking about our righteous brethren, brothers and sisters, that are murdered by the wicked other races that live on this planet. Their blood cries out to Yahweh, as did the blood of Abel. And Enoch saw it, and we saw that in the book of Enoch. And Yahweh is tired of hearing their imprecation, their imprecatory prayers. They're screaming out that they were murdered by the evil seed line on this planet. And he says,
Chemtrail
I will
flu.
surely avenge them, saith Yahweh, and will receive to myself all the innocent blood from among them. Behold, my people, the white race, is led like a flock to the slaughter. I will not allow them to live any longer in the land of Egypt. Brother Steve, break that down. What do you think? We're not just talking the land of Egypt in a strictly geographical sense. What do you think it's talking about there?
It's metaphorical usage,
Yes, brother.
and
Break it down.
it affects what was going on then, but this is a prophetical work. So it is
Absolutely.
speaking to future Israel, that's us.
For sure,
We are in the land of slavery right now, the land of the fee and home of the slave. Well, we're debt slaves. We're under the thumb of Edom right now. They have risen up and we have gone down. We have had a lot to do with that, with our apostasy.
You're right, brother. Amen. Preach it.
Okay.
Continue.
But he is going to bring us out, but it will only be a remnant. It said, unless I come, no flesh would be saved. That's in the New Testament. And it says in verse 11, but I will bring them out with a mighty hand, with an uplifted arm, and will strike Egypt, to wit, the system that we are under the thumb of right now, with plagues as before, and will destroy all its land. That's the financial structure of what we're dealing with that's going to be destroyed.
Look, Steve, let me ask you and Eli a question. Verse 10, chapter 15. Behold, my people is
That's
led like a flock to the slaughter. We're
correct.
dealing with a prophetical book here. And he seems to be calling out, well, what's this thing of my people will be led like a flock to the slaughter? What group of people could he possibly be talking about here?
He can't be talking about anybody but true Israel.
Are we just total Nazis to call this the white race is what he's talking about here?
What's with this? Not the Nazi? That's a Jew word.
I know. I don't even know why I
and
use it. brother.
Nah, don't use it then.
All right, I'm not going to. This is. By the way, I do have a soft spot in my heart for the Nazis, just so you know. But we have advanced far beyond
you don't
the
have
concept.
A soft spot in your head.
we have advanced far beyond the understanding and concept of the Nazis, and the Nazis was like a foundational understanding of where we have advanced to. The deepest theology on the planet to me is racial theology, where we realize that not all the races are equal. Yahshua Christ came to earth not to save every single two-legged hominid creature, which is what the Judeo-Christian churches teach, which is what I was taught in Bible college, with the continual call to be a missionary to the various darkest regions of Africa to save these worthless races that Yahshua Christ never came to this earth to deal with. He came to deal with his brethren, his racial brethren.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to shut off the other computer because people are still hearing feedback. So maybe that's
are
the
they? Okay.
Of the problem. So carry on. Be right back.
Brother, I could say so much. But these verses where Yahweh is basically... I love this verse. Behold, innocent and righteous blood cries out to me, and the souls of the righteous cry out continually. He is only speaking about the souls of our white brothers and sisters who throughout the ages have been slaughtered, and in this very age we live in now are still being slaughtered. The rest of the world hates us. We do not have a single ally in this world, not one. It's just a matter of how much they hate us.
All right, look at verse 12. Let Egypt, read the modern system, okay, mourn, and its foundations. What foundations? Financial foundations. That's the foundation of current society under the thumb of the Edomites.
Yes, good.
Because of the plague of chastisement and castigation that Yahweh will bring upon it. Well, he is going to do that. We are waiting on that. We are seeing the foundations crack. They will crumble, and then the entire structure will collapse. That's what's coming. I don't know whether there's going to be a mass death on the planet. It says so. But the destruction that will come will be the financial destruction of the children of the adversary, because that's the foundation of their entire society. That's their God, the green God. That's what they worship. And without that, they have no power. And when that structure breaks, and everybody's hurting, okay? Everybody's going to be hurting. Who are they going to take it out on? They're going to rise up and go after the ones that put them in that situation. So the goyim know, okay? The goyim know.
Yes, we
and
do.
And the goyim are getting PO'd, okay? You've dug your hole. Now you're going to have to go down into it, and we're going to cover you up. That's what's going to happen. You have had it too good for too long, and it's coming to an end. They don't want to admit it, so they are in absolute panic mode.
They have
to be. All right, now.
They realize we're waking up to them.
All right, we've got GMO, we've got Terminator seeds. Okay, listen to this, verse 13. Let the farmers who till the ground mourn, because their seed shall fail to grow, and their trees shall be ruined by blight and hail and by a terrible tempest. All right, you read, what is a terrible tempest? It's a horrible star.
Yeah, storm.
That's what it says. That's the translation to terrible tempest. Okay, what's it say in the book of Revelations? What's gonna come down out of the sky? Hail and fire and all that stuff, just like it did in Egypt, where it smote all the trees, smote all the crops. It burned everything up because it was flaming hail. You know how to make flaming hail? I don't, but Yahweh does. And Amen. It was freezing and flaming at the same time.
Well, it's still volcanoing in Hawaii. The natives
All
are
right.
getting really
well,
scared.
I mean, we try to limit Yahweh's power. We try to bring him down to the level of a man, and our science, we are fools to do that. He is so vast and so far beyond us. We are such an arrogant people with our ego. And we try to downsize him to something that we can comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just going ahead, taking his word, and obeying it, oh, no, we want to change it. We want to eliminate some of the laws because we don't like them. They're inconvenient. Okay? This puts a restraint on my lifestyle that I'm living right now. So I'm not going to obey that law. I'm going to pick and choose which ones I'm going to obey, okay? That's the attitude. Why do you think we're being punished right now, Israel? Why? Because of attitudes like that.
All right,
we're
disobedience.
We're a rebellious people, brother.
Yep. Stiff-necked and rebellious.
We are a rebellious people.
And that's
people,
why he's only...
No, we're white supremacists. We're haters. We're Nazis.
Yeah, well, he's only going to bring out a remnant.
That's right.
And just the very concept of a remnant scares the hell out of a lot of people, and they don't want to accept it. I'm sorry about your bad luck, sports fans. But we've made our bed, and we're going to have to lie in it. Some of us are going to be saved from destruction. But if you read 2 Thessalonians, most won't. They have made their choice. They're on the fence on the other side in the world, worshiping stuff. And I have preached against stuff for years. You don't worship stuff. You worship Yahweh. Stuff is temporary. Stuff will burn up. You don't have a U-Haul on the back of your hearse. Wake up!
Yes. Did you say there's a hearse in the back of that pickup? A casket?
Yeah.
Right.
What?
Okay. Yeah. One of the things we have to, you know, and it's very hard for us. I get impatient, too. You know, that we want this scenario of the slaughter of our people to end. We want it to end. However, the scriptures have told us very plainly that it's not going to end until the second coming.
Well, it's All like right. the music of the Doors. Remember the Doors out there? We want
the
world,
very well.
And we want the world, and we want it.
Now.
Well, that's not how it works.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yahweh's sense of time and our sense of time are two different things. Two different things.
Oh.
And John Waterman said, Steve, the choir is listening. LOL. Amen, brother. I love y'all. I love y'all.
All right. Okay, I'm
trying His patience is going to end all too soon, folks.
Yes.
And that's what we're hearing here. This is telling us what's coming, just like a lot of other scriptures. This book is informing us that we're going to get a whooping like we've never seen before, but only some of us. There's a lot of Israel that's going to go down in flames.
That's right.
Because they are in apostasy. And he has been patient for so long, and that patience is coming to an end. And we're seeing the physical signs of what's going on, and we still won't acknowledge that he is the divine being
Sovereign.
And master of all.
Yes.
More arrogance on the part of men. They worry about the politicians and this power and the money and all that stuff. It's going to burn up. We're going to watch this financial system destroy itself, and then all the thugs that are getting paid to do all this evil work are not going to get paid, and you think they're going to continue to go on against us? When they're being smitten down, they're going to do the CYA routine, okay? I'm not going to go beyond that. They're going to cover it. They're going to look out for number one. They're not going to look out for their former employers. They'll go loot their house, probably. Well, Senator, you sure have a lot of nice stuff in here. I think I is going to borrow some of it. Move over there. I'm going to shoot you. Oh, please don't hurt me.
Right. Well, you know, what about California? Look, they're trying to, you know, they're totally communizing California. Hawaii is already that way, and that's why it's being judged with fire as we speak. So, you know, we see that they're trying to outlaw the Bible in California. They're trying to outlaw the Bible, folks.
And how many people are leaving California in droves?
California,
and the ones that will be left.
Only whites pay taxes.
Will be destroyed.
Yeah. It's like South Africa. Only whites pay taxes and the non-whites collect the welfare bennies.
Well, you got that song by those fellows, the far right. We need to do a song, the far left. We'll have to write up the words.
Yeah.
They're all on the far left.
Yeah. Not on the farm anymore.
The far left. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, well, you know, it's funny that the far left wants to provide all these freebies for all these aliens, but they want the right wing to pay for it.
That's right.
That's amusing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, where were we? We were verse 13. The farmers are going to till the ground mourn because their seed shall fail to grow and their trees shall be ruined by blight and hail and by a terrible tempest. Okay, the horrible star won't give the light that the plants need to grow. Verse 14, alas for the world and for those who live in it. Verse 15, for the sword and misery draw near them, and nation shall rise up to fight against nation with swords in their hands or machine guns. What's going on right now? Aren't they fomenting war over there? Oh, Israel wants us to bomb this one and bomb that one, and we want to do this, and oh, blah, 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 blah. Verse 16, for there shall be unrest among people, growing strong against one another. They shall in their might have no respect for their king or the chief of their leaders. Okay, they just killed that black leader that said, well, the whites didn't really steal the land. That's a bunch of nonsense.
Right.
So they killed him for it. Speak the truth and get killed. How many of us have gone down? How many of us like Leroy Finicum?
Right.
Gordon Call.
Perhaps they'll show no respect for a king by marrying a Negro girl tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. By the way, the royal couple have hired a black preacher from Chicago to do the wedding.
No way. I did not
yes,
hear that.
Yes, they showed his face.
Wow.
It wasn't...
David Manning.
It should be David Manning, yeah.
Small respect I used to have for the British royal line is officially done.
Yeah.
And who knows how much Jewish infiltration there is. It's hard to tell.
Well, there's a lot.
But if they're going to... Yeah. If they're going to actually allow a prince to marry a divorced... half Negro It's over. There is no British royal line anymore.
Well, he's got Jewish blood anyway. Take a good look at him.
He has to, yeah.
Deuteronomy chapter 23. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 2. Shall not come a mamzer into the congregation of Yahweh, even under the generation of the tenth, shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. They are not of the congregation of Yahweh.
Clearly not. I don't know when it ended for them. For probably a couple hundred years ago, it was pure-blooded white. But the Jews are the masters of infiltration. But if
well, Prince... this current queen married somebody with Jewish blood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the source of this is. And that little bit of DNA is outing.
It's all it takes.
It's outing in this so-called prince.
Yeah.
It has to be. And you look at Harry, and the more I look at him, I think, you know, he's got some white blood in him, yes. But I look at him and I go, dude, there's something going on there. You're not white, but yet somehow my
Well, they hide. They breed among the other, and it only takes a drop of that blood.
That's it. A drop.
Only takes a little bit of that DNA, and they will follow that DNA. It overrides and kills the spirit because anybody born of mixed blood does not have that spirit that was breathed into.
Amen.
The Adam. It's gone. They are spiritually dead from the womb.
Absolutely. I agree.
That's it.
And Harry would be one of those.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mountbatten family are an old Jewish family that Queen Elizabeth II married into. Her husband is
the very fact that they're allowing him to marry a half Negro female is all you need to know.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Okay, well, Pastor
Steve. Verse 17, for a person will desire to go into a city and shall not be able to do so.
How about the no-go zones?
No-go zones?
Yep.
No-go zones?
Mm-hmm. Like ghettos, Muslim ghettos.
Yeah.
You're taking your life. You will not survive.
Verse 18. Because of their pride, the city shall be in confusion.
Amen.
The houses shall be destroyed. Look at Detroit.
Yeah.
And people shall be afraid. No kidding.
I was going to ask Eli, brother, are there parts of Chicago you do not wander into?
Oh, there's neighborhoods I avoid like the plague. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do this. Verse 19. People shall have no pity for their neighbors, but shall make an assault upon their houses with the sword and plunder their goods because of hunger for bread and because of great tribulation.
Oh, we're almost
It sounds like a Negro home invasion.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
I'm just looking at it.
What are the neighborhoods in those inner cities like now? Would you, in listener land out there, walk down one of these streets in one of those neighborhoods at night? Would you?
Brother, there's places 1 mile from my house at night. I wouldn't even think to venture there. Wouldn't even cross my mind. Eli's been to my house. And by the way, Eli, the fishing is amazing lately. You come up, we'll catch fish. But that being said, the other night I was woken up by gunfire.
Oh, no.
I was woken up by gunfire. I'm like, okay, boom, 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 boom. That's probably a 9mm. All right, that's 5, 6, 7. I'm counting the rounds.
He was gun fishing.
I'm going, okay, somebody's shooting a gun over there. Should I call it in? I just went back to sleep. That's where I live.
Yeah. Well, they may hit one out of all that because they can't shoot.
That's right.
I know.
They got to do a drive-by.
They're actually the worst marksman on the planet.
They have to do a drive-by and spray and cover.
You know,
and there maybe they'll hit somebody.
Well, you know how that is in Chicago. I mean, we make the headlines virtually every day about blacks killing other blacks in the hood. Well, this one black woman was being interviewed, and she said exactly that. They never hit the person they're trying to shoot. They always hit kids and women and children. You know. Yeah, but when are they going to take target practice? They
the
can't
actual
take
concept
target practice.
Of aiming is foreign to them. You know, they just got to point and shoot, which, you know, point blank actually works. But if, you know, 10, 15, 20 feet away, it doesn't work.
Well, I can get somebody. I can hit somebody consistently in the head at 100 yards with a 45 automatic.
Okay. Brother, I love the way you said that.
Oh, I had a Kimber that was so accurate, man. I mean, I could pop. I would hunt groundhogs with it, and they wouldn't even see me. They'd poke their head up and bam!
I used to sell firearms, so I know Kimber well. Kimber, one of the most, you know, most famous handmade firearms in the United States.
They're one of the most accurate. Yeah. Well, let's get back to this.
All right.
Verse 20.
Is this verse about today?
Wow.
Go ahead.
See how I am calling together all the kings of the earth to turn to me, says Yahweh, from the rising sun and from the south, and from the east and from Lebanon to turn and repay what they have given them. Verse 21, just as they have done to my elect until this day, so I will do and will repay into their bosom. Thus says Yahweh Elohim. He's going to repay them with what they've been doing to us.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Okay. You think this is going to go unrequited?
Hmm.
No, brothers and sisters.
No chance.
That's going to be, read 2 Thessalonians, a flaming fire and vengeance on those who do not know Elohim. And Yahshua said, bring them before me and slay them. No more grace, no more touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy, love, love, love.
let me read the next couple verses.
Oh, hit it.
My right hand will not spare the sinners, and my sword will not cease from those who shed innocent white blood on the earth. I added white blood. He says innocent blood on the earth. He could only be speaking of his elect.
Sure.
And a fire will go forth from his wrath, and will consume the foundations of the earth and the sinners like straw that is kindled. Woe to those who sin and do not observe my commandments, saith Yahweh. I will not spare them. Depart, you faithless children. Do not pollute my sanctuary. For Yahweh knows all those who transgress against him. Therefore, he will hand them over to death and slaughter.
This he will.
Let me continue. For now calamities have come upon the whole earth, and you shall remain in them, for Yahweh will not deliver you because you have sinned against him. Let me ask you, brothers, a question. Who is he? He's kind of going back and forth here, I believe. In these last few verses, who do you believe he is addressing in these last few verses?
He's talking to Israel.
Israel.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, the Israel that's in apostasy.
He's talking to us. To us.
He is not concerned with the others.
I know.
He's concerned with our behavior.
The other races are really meaningless in the big picture. They're
like dogs and cats and horses.
Total minor players in a theater. They have little or nothing to do with anything. He's addressing us.
He's exhorting us to righteousness, and many will not listen.
Most will not listen, absolutely.
He
says, for now calamities have come upon the whole earth, and you shall remain in them, for Yahweh will not deliver you, because you, Judeo-Christianity, if I may paraphrase, have sinned against him. Behold, a terrifying sight appearing from the east, the nations of the dragons of Arabia shall come out with many chariots, and from the day that they set out, their hissing shall spread over the earth, so that all who hear them shall fear and tremble.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Eli, what do you make of that? Coming out of the east.
It says the nations of the dragons of Arabia shall come out with many chariots.
Well,
so the the Middle East, basically.
Middle East? Yeah. Well, yeah.
Arabs?
Israel.
Iran, Iraq.
Israel is going to get the stomping
That's
of
right.
history.
Well, you know, this may well be the prophesying of the nation of, you know, I hate to even call them Israel because it's a total lie, but they have accumulated a massive nuclear arsenal, and they have promised to unleash it if they feel threatened. And they have promised to unleash it against basically what they call Europe, but you could just call it the white race worldwide. If they're going to go down, they want to take the world with them.
Yes.
This is a Jewish mind think. This is their mindset. If we're going to die, we'll destroy the world with us. Is this not how they think? Are they not destroyers of all that is good? No wonder Adolf Hitler hated them and tried to, you know, of course they declared war on him before he declared war on them.
Yes. Well, yeah, Ezekiel said their eyes will melt in their sockets. You know, that's a nuclear blast, right? Yeah. That happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. By the way, those were the two most Christian cities in Japan at that time. They were deliberately targeted because the Roman Catholic Church, had a big presence there.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, that is true.
Personally, let me interject here, and let's talk about that for just a second, because that's an interesting point. Do you believe that let's just say this. I'm just going to say what I personally believe. I do not believe a Japanese person can, quote, unquote, be a Christian. However, I believe a Japanese person could acknowledge Yahweh as their creator, and in a way, I wouldn't call them a Christian, but I would call them an acknowledger of their creator. And in a way, they were a race meant to serve a purpose on this planet. To me, the only true people on this planet that can be quote unquote Christians are white people,
yeah,
whatever,
right.
whatever country they may live in. No other race can be a true Christian.
Correct.
Brothers, what do you think?
We've got 6 minutes. Let me expound on that.
All right.
It says those who call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Now, that does not say redeemed. It says saved.
Right.
Saved from destruction.
That's a broad term.
Who acknowledge Yahweh will not be totally destroyed. Those that acknowledge Yahshua as the redeemer of the white race will not be totally destroyed, whether they are non-white or not. That doesn't mean they're going to be redeemed. It doesn't mean they're going to get eternal bodies. It does not mean they can come into the holy city.
Yes.
But they won't be destroyed from the planet. They will be hewers of wood and jars of water outside of the holy city under
right.
the administration of true Israel. Now, that's
I agree, brother.
All it means.
They're to be a servant race in the coming
They
year.
Are to serve with joy because we're not going to be oppressors. We will treat them good.
That's right.
Because the evil one will have been destroyed. We have no reason to oppress those people, but they will exist. Dogs and cats and horses and cows will exist. They're not all going to be killed.
The most misunderstood word in the history of the world is the term Christian. People think people consider you believe in Jesus, you're a Christian. I think that's the most misunderstood word on the planet.
Mistranslated it. You have to believe and you have to obey. That's the thing. Obedience is tied in with that.
To me, in my personal belief, there's not a person on this planet that can be a true Christian that's not a pure-blooded white man or woman.
That is correct. They can believe, but they can't come under the covenant.
Exactly.
And the term Christian implies being under that blood covenant of salvation and redemption that Yahshua Messiah brought.
Brothers, it's taken me decades to understand this simple concept. I was taught wrong forever, and yeah. Yahweh has been merciful, and finally I begin to understand. The only people that on this planet that are true Christians are white men and white women. Everybody else, right. They may be believers. They may live for 100 years, maybe 1,000 years in the coming age, but they will die. They do not have eternal life. Their sins are not forgiven. They're just allowed to live and serve us. But the only people that can become true Christians on this planet are white people.
Well, only Israel was given the law.
Yeah.
So right. The law was never given to the others because they are to be under our dominion.
And they have never been redeemed.
That's right.
With that blood sacrifice was not for them. I come not except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. How much plainer does it need to be?
You know, I used to think John 3:16 was the greatest verse in the Bible. That verse, was that? Is that Matthew 15, yeah. 20, something?
For God I'm so thinking. Loved the world, but he was not talking
whatever
about
it is.
The planet.
No, I have only come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel is the greatest verse, at least in the New Testament.
All right.
There's some pretty cool Old Testament verses. That's the greatest verse in the Old Testament. Oh, there's like 20 or 30 close second place verses.
It's not so loved the world. It so loved his order of arrangement, if you read the Greek.
Yeah.
He loved his order of arrangement. In other words,
yeah,
we are his children. The others are not. He has laws. We are to follow them. That's his order of arrangement. And the evil ones have perverted the order of arrangement, and that is why they will be totally destroyed. We have about 1 minute.
Right. So we see that because of distortions of the scriptures internally, deliberately, manipulating the text, and then the translations are even more horrid. That especially with the word Gentile not even being in the original scriptures, everybody believes that there's Jews and Gentiles when there's no such thing. The Jews aren't Israelites and the Gentiles aren't non-Israelites. It's just word games that they have played with us. But folks, sorry for the truncated show today. Hopefully this is the last time we have all this difficulty getting on the air. Let's see if the outro music works. Let me know if you hear it, folks.
Praise Yahweh and may he bless you.
Amen.
Yahweh bless. Cover your elect, Yahweh. Amen. Hearing the music here. Amen.
All right. Something worked right today. Thank you. Praise Yahweh.